Let me start, bro. Let me start like a champion because this is a best, one of the best episodes.
It is.
This
it is.
Season, this part of the season is going to be one of the best episodes.
It's a milestone. Yeah.
Ape ama menu swago. It's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Brosbine. I want to make a public demand, a public accusation. I don't know how to say that.
But public accusation, okay.
Okay.
Tell me the tea.
Bro, no, I want to the authorities take care of this case. I want the president Lee, the president Tsai can take about this case.
When I tell people I don't like drama, I don't like drama about me. But when there is drama, I'm here.
Yeah. Bro, but you're going to give me the reason for this case. I'm okay, really okay. Annoying about that. And this is the second time. So it's the second time. Bro, I just married a few months ago.
Yes.
And I'm close to get divorced. Why? Because one day my wife just wake up.
Uh-huh.
In the moment she wake up, she hit me. And she's really angry like, why? I want a divorce. What the fuck? What's going on? What's going on? What I did? What I did? Did I fart or something like that? And she say, you cheating me. I said, what? What?
What?
What? How? When? With who? I don't know. Did I enjoy it? And she told me, you cheating me in my dreams. And this is the second time.
Oh.
And this is the second time. And she told me, you cheating in my dreams. And
wait, she really got frustrated? Time. She really got frustrated?
Yeah.
Was really mad. Like, you cheated really on me.
Yeah, and the
in
second
my fucking dream.
And the second time! I called to the president Tsai. Take care about this situation, about the crazy women in Taiwan who dreams about his man is cheating her. I really want to call the whole authorities to take care about this case. I didn't wake up and I already have a problem in my relationship, bro. What do you want to say? Don't put you in the case. Don't put you in the size of my wife. You are in my size, bro.
Yeah. Crazy women.
I mean,
what do you mean?
Okay, there's no but. I'm 100% with you, bro. Yeah, I'm with this one.
Explain that. What do you want to say?
Sometimes,
this is the end of Bruce Bone. This is the end of Bruce Bone. Okay.
I think sometimes subconsciously, maybe she was stressed about her work or her other things, and she was with you all the time. So it's very likely for you to appear in her dream. And just sometimes something that is not actually happening in reality. It's just, I don't know how brain works, the neurons and everything. Maybe, you know, the scientists would be able to explain that. But I often dream about something really, really, really weird about like my friend dying. And so I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, is it going to happen?
And
so,
you call him?
Yeah, I call him. And
what did he say?
Because we were high school. We went to the same high school, but we kind of like drifted apart. So we stopped contacting each other very actively. But then I dreamed about him falling into like a river or something. He was driving and then and then flipped. I was like, it was so real and so vivid. So I call him. I was like, "Hey, how are you?" And he was like, "Yeah, what's up?" Because we haven't talked to each other for like at least 5 years. And it's really weird for me to come clean and say that actually I dream of you dying. So I just want to call you and say if you're still alive, if you're still breathing. But then after I heard that he's still breathing, I'm like, "Okay, if you're driving late at night,
if you die, call me."
No, if you're driving late at night, please be careful because I know it. Probably means nothing, but I dream of you having some trouble. I was being very vague because I didn't want to say you die in my dream, but yeah.
That's I think the like key thing. Word of this is that Taiwanese people have a really vivid, really realistic dream.
Mm-hmm.
I told you one just happened like 1 week ago.
Yeah.
And the Taiwanese culture, they have a lot of relationship with these vivid dreams. Just I remember a week ago. One of the classmates of my wife, he was in his room with his friend, and he just wake up and say, "Bro, I have the most strange dream. I take one gear, take me to the hotel, and she take me to the room. We put 307, studio 307. The best of the time, you know. She took me to the room 307, and." We have a sex. Crazy. The best sex. I feel that. Uh-huh. And the guy, another the friend, uh-huh. told him, "Where was the number?" And the guy say 307. The guy go to buy the lottery uh-huh. and win 5,000 kuai.
That's crazy.
And a lot of Taiwanese use the dreams, the number of the dreams, to relationship with a lottery. Uh-huh. For me, it's like, okay, that can be a random, can be a casual, can be, I don't know, maybe 1 in 1,000. Uh-huh. But happens. In Taiwan, you talk really, really, really strong about the dreams.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you, like a Taiwanese, why the Taiwanese people have a really realistic, vivid dreams? Really, like a, you can listen, talk in your dreams.
Honestly, I don't know, but
you know, have a class, this kind of class, kind of training when you are in the school.
I have one. Actually, you remind me of something really, really, really Whoa! Crazy. So I forgot it was. Do you like soccer? Do you like football?
Yeah, yeah. So, football. Don't call soccer.
Football. Yes. Yeah. Football. It's never to be called soccer. We are Americans. I'm gonna get canceled again. Okay.
Right. You don't have an American fans anymore.
Okay. Do you remember there was one? It was the what's it called? It only happens 4 years in a row. What's that called?
World Cup? Yeah.
FIFA? No, I don't know.
The World Cup.
The World Cup. Yeah,
the World Cup.
I think it was 2018 or 20-something. Friends with Croatia.
Croatia. Okay, yeah, Croatia.
Okay, so I think it was a really weird place where I think in Taiwan we believe in this octopus. Was it in India?
Oh,
octopus. He would touch something and then tell the winner of the next one. And my friend, she dreamed of a really weird dream. Dreamed about, I think, Germany or something. It was a very, very, very weird points score in football. It was 7-0 or 7-1. And it was so weird. People were like, and she posted on her Facebook. She's like, I had a weird dream. I'm not even a football fan, but I dream of this Germany versus someone, and it's 7-1 or 7-0. And she posted before the game. Uh-huh. And everybody were laughing. It was like, bah, no, those kind of score never, never, never happen in football game.
Yeah.
Never. Are you stupid? How could you possibly score 7 in a football game?
Well, unless you're Brazil, yeah.
And you know, like, so she was being laughed at and made fun of until it was exactly the score of that game.
No way!
I'm not lying. It was exactly. And she was also really shocked. I was like, I just had a dream and I posted about it. And then the whole Taiwan was kind of going crazy, and we were in class. There were even reporters, news reporter, who wanted to interview her. Oh. Wanted to ask her, how did you know? Are you the new octopus?
Oh my God. But this is superstition. It's
crazy. And even up until now, I still don't know why. Because it was such a weird, weird score. And then she had it exactly the
score.
Yeah, it was so specific, so detailed. And if you're watching this, Zheng Wei, I love you. I believe you. And
we want to invite you.
We want to invite you. Yeah.
You can tell us the pronostic of how it's going to be our life.
That was so crazy. Sometimes in your dream, something that hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen in the future, but you dreamed about it. I don't know how.
But I can tell you, in Taiwan, it's more strong than another part of the world.
Well, I think not for dreams, but quite a lot of people have deja vu, right? You're not in a dream, but you're like, oh, I feel like I've been here. Or I feel like I was in this conversation, but not when you were dreaming. Yeah.
What is the most strange dream you have?
I in my dream, I was fighting against Japan. I don't know why. I was forcibly being put on, you know, the front. So I had to, you know, have my rifle and guns, and I have to, you know, I have to fight for my nation. And I remember this so vividly because I was such a coward. A lot of my friends died.
Yeah. And you were the only one. They were
lying there, their corpse, their body. And I was crying so bad. But there is this bridge, and the Japanese army, they were coming. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And what I did was really disgusting.
What is it?
My friend were like bleeding, right? They're dead already.
Oh, you take the blow.
Yeah, I was like, and then I pretend dead. And then the Japanese army, they came, and then they were like sweeping, and they saw me and, you know, a bunch of dead people I was like, okay. And I was in my mind, I was praying, please, please just go, please just go. I wasn't even breathing at the time. And in my dream, I wasn't breathing. I was like,
yeah, you was dead.
Yeah,
you
was I was dead. And then I think one Japanese soldier found me, and then he used his rifle to knock the shit out of me, and then I was like, and then I woke up. I think I died.
And you wake up, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was, it was, now it sounds funny, but at the time it was so traumatizing.
Damn, bro.
What about you? Your craziest dream?
Well, I proposed this topic because I just listened 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends, of my wife. I don't want to talk about the dreams of my wife because, yeah, most of the part I cheat. But
cheater.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm the cheater. It's because I'm Latino. This is racist. But the point is, the friend of my wife, she has a dream about she was guy. Okay?
Okay.
She was body personal trainer.
She dreamed about having a male body.
Yeah, a male body and really strong body.
Like, and she's a personal trainer?
Yeah, like personal trainer. So that can tell you, why you can dream a lot, you can create a lot of context.
Yeah.
But she was personal trainer, really handsome personal trainer. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then he was fucking with the whole girls in the gym. Yeah, he was fucking, pa, 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 pa. And the supervisor noticed that and come to him and told, what are you doing? What you fuck with every girl? And, well, in the dream, he told to the supervisor, it's because I'm selling my course.
Ooh.
A smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
So when she told me like this, she told me this dream, have this person, I was like, wow. I'm really curious about asking the Taiwanese people the most crazy dreams they have, or the most vivid, or the most dream. You have one more dream?
I oftentimes have lucid dream where I am in my dream, but I know exactly that I'm dreaming. And for the purpose of great content, I memorized it in my dream. Have you ever had that? While you were dreaming, you recognize and you notice that, oh, I am dreaming. So I'm going to try to memorize it. Because sometimes maybe you have a dream, but once you wake up, you're like, what was the dream? Yeah, it was funny, but I forgot it.
This is going to be stupid, but I dream my whole... Since 15 years old to 18 years old, I have a lot of dreams to be the boyfriend of Barbie.
To be Ken?
Yeah, no, it's not exactly to be Ken, to be the boyfriend of Barbie.
Okay.
Basically, I have a crush inside of my body, inside of my heart. I love Barbie.
You love Barbie.
Yeah, I'm the secret boyfriend of Barbie. Yeah, to the bro, because in that period, I with my sister is 5 years more younger than me, and we watch bunch of movies of Barbie, and we saw the whole love, the whole story, and I was like, maybe I start to have feelings for her, and I in my subconscious, I developed the idea that, okay, I want to be the boyfriend of Barbie.
I wanted to be the boyfriend. Have you ever watched Conan?
Conan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Cartoon and animation?
Yeah.
Conan. And he got drugged and then he got smaller, right?
But yes.
He used to be a high schooler and then he has this girlfriend. And every time when I watch that cartoon, I think like for you want to be the boyfriend of Barbie. I want to be the boyfriend of that girl.
Shaolin. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I would ask my mom to buy me a watch and then I would do this to other people. I was like,
the murder is you.
You want to start with the Bros Bone React? Bro, it's juicy.
It's really juicy. Okay, let's start with
everybody,
some.
Everybody, we are not going to waste time. More time. Are you ready? You need to be prepared because now is coming the section, the best section. So everybody, be ready for the Bros Bone React!
Bros Bone React! 我很常做春梦, 几乎身边的男性都梦过一轮, 动漫游戏男主角呢也难逃一死。
First question, you dream Tyler?
I can't process this because, girl, I personally know you, and you just...
You know personally in your brain?
Yeah!
Bro, she already told
you. If you're gonna do me like this, Yolanda, I just say your name. Okay, come talk to me and tell me for real. We were just texting each other last night. So, oh my god.
Oh my fucking god.
This question hit me very differently because we personally know each other and we're
like, she is
yeah, we're great friends.
She just told like every single
yeah,
man
yeah,
in
she
my
literally
life.
Just say every single male in her life that she has dreamed about having sex with that. I'm like, what the fuck? You want to know?
Okay, next one.
I dreamed about being chased by zombies.
Okay, the apocalypse is good, really good. It's not too often, but I think you are looking too much Walking Dead.
But it sounds fun.
Oh, but my question is, what kind of... If you can answer us in the comments, in YouTube comments, mm-hmm. What kind of zombies? Because, you know, war...
There are different kinds of zombie.
Is like the zombie is more faster.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah. And another have a lot of type of zombies.
Yeah, and so, the Korean zombies are very flexible.
Yeah.
Like the Train to Busan, those kind of zombie.
I think they
can see.
Everybody trying ballet. Yeah, like,
they even had the whole 2 months or 3 months rehearsal train those people to be very zombie-like.
So you can answer us in the comments, what kind of zombies?
Yeah, but the Asian zombie are like super slow and you just have to pay something.
Oh, yeah,
they
stop.
They're like,
hey. But this is the older one.
Yeah, those are the older ones, yeah.
Okay, keep running.
我梦到喜欢的人,括号他不喜欢我,抱着我, holding me, and say, 只要你喜欢我这件事,能让你变得更好,就够了。
I don't think that's kind of toxic.
Oh, we have different reactions then. Do you think it's kind of toxic?
I think it's kind of toxic, really. Uh-huh. Because you're forcing.
Mm-hmm.
You force some... One love you.
Yeah, but I think like liking someone and the other person doesn't like you back is quite common though. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't dream about that. I don't know if that can call dream or nightmare. Okay, next one.
You're gonna wake up and feel even sadder, I would say.
It's a nightmare.
Do you know the new, the animation that just ended? Like the 进击的巨人. Really gigantic.
Shingeki no Kyojin.
Yeah, that one. Okay, I don't know what's it called in English. So
in English, Attack of Titan. In Japanese, it's Shingeki no Kyojin.
Oh, okay. Are you a big fan of that?
My wife is a big fan.
Ah, okay. It just ended, right? The very last episode just ended a few days ago. Okay, so this person dreamed about being chased by that.
Chase?
Being like... La, 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 being
chased.
Yeah.
Do you watch that?
Yeah, I watched like the first 2 seasons of it.
How do you think...
I have one question. Why don't they have penises or like vaginas?
Wow, you need to watch the whole season.
Although it's bland after that?
You are going to understand everything.
I'm going to understand. I mean, like for the first two, I was just like, they're so huge, but they have more and more and more. How do they reproduce?
Well, everybody, now if you are looking this in YouTube or in any platform that you can later comment, please spoil the whole season for Tyler.
我梦到像平行时空生活的梦，还连续好几次的那种。I think this is actually really interesting. That for me, I had a dream.
Did you die in the last episode?
No. Let's say for example, I dreamed that I was in Italy, and then suddenly I was like semi awake, but then I went back fall asleep again, and then I was in Italy again.The same environment, same given situation, the same date. And then you wake up again, and then you back down, but it's...
But this person is more specific, like they continue the story.
Yeah, the story continues.
Gear, you are a screenwriter in potential.
Yeah, some of the dreams are actually really interesting, you know, ideas that can be, you know, later on developed.
Avatar was a dream.
Avatar was a dream?
Avatar was a dream. James Cameron had a dream about that universe, and he...make a story or a draw about that universe. Avatar was a dream. So, Gear, if you have this kind of dream, you are a screenwriter in potential, send us a message because I'm director of cinema and he is an actor. So we can help you and we can make business, you know, 50-50.
Actually, a lot of screenwrites and a lot of artwork were inspired by artist dreams.
Yeah.
我印象最深刻的是我梦到我的数学考零分，结果我被那个老师大骂。醒来的时候，我就发现我在哭。从此之后，我就更讨厌那个老师了。So the teacher didn't do anything. I mean, the teacher did something bad in the dream, but the teacher in reality didn't do anything. But then this person wakes up and then find that, oh, I freaking hate this teacher ever since, and I hate this teacher even more. It's kind of like what happened to your wife?
Again, I call to the president's side. Take care about this situation in the psychology of the Taiwanese people.
I think it's actually really interesting that. quite a lot of humans do dream, and the I think the reason, like, how that works, it's fascinating. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
All right. All right. Shut up, bro. Okay. Let me start again. This girl says, 那时候我在做跟贾伯斯有关的 project， 结果我梦到他说要我当他女儿，我还跟他说，但你已经死了。然后我还说，既然你死了，那你的财产都是我的吗？那 Steve Jobs 他就说，对，我就直接去跟我爸妈说，拜，我要去当贾伯斯的女儿了。
Was in the period before Steve Jobs was in the machine? Because I don't think that in the machine you can type Chinese. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm freaking out. You think this analysis of the dream? I'm analyzing every word you say.
Girl, in your dream, was Steve Jobs talking in English or in Chinese?
Or in the machine, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Use Google Translate or something like that.
But possibly, maybe, you know, after you die, you might have the unlimited power to translate or to, you know, to express differently. But anyways, I don't know.
I think you, Gear, already know that that was a dream. First, he was talking Chinese. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't talk Chinese, maybe in the way you say, oh, but you're dead. I think in that moment, it was a really important. Imagine you say that to the president.
A reality check, dream. But yeah, you're dead.
You're dead. Like, bro. And I think it's more clear if it's a dream when he say, oh, yeah, you can get my money. Even your sugar daddy in your life will not give you the whole money.
Imagine Steve Jobs in your dream, and then you said, but you're dead. And Steve Jobs like, yeah, hell, like, I didn't know that.
I couldn't think that how the mother reacts and how the father reacts when the kid told, mom, I'm the daughter of Steve Jobs. And the father said, I told you it's not my son. I told you it's not my daughter.
Well, I think that... Interesting. It's probably because you were just doing a lot of research on Steve Jobs, and then you were seeing, like, his face pops up quite a lot on your screen.
But what
while you were doing the project,
what you should need to see or what you need to watch for your subconscious thing or thoughts or belief that you are going to be the daughter of Steve Jobs?
Possible scenario would be you were doing that project, you see Steve Jobs quite a lot, and you are broke. You need money. I need someone to give me money. Steve Jobs, he's a fucking rich guy.
Okay, everybody, now we finish with a short one. We are going to pass with a longer one. But thank you, everybody, for paying attention to our Instagram. You know, if you want to comment, if you want your story can be part of this podcast, you need to watch our Instagram and you need to respond our question that we make. Not every week, but most before we record the episode, we are going to post some questions.
Yeah, exactly. And since this is becoming a thing where, you know, like, if you love Bro Squad and you know this is what we've been doing, this has become a thing. So everybody, we love you and we know that you love us as well. But whenever we post a question, yes, if you don't want your stories to be very detailed or to be shared improperly, don't share that story. Tell us something that you would love to be shared. Yeah. So this girl says that
我曾经在我爷爷过世一年之后梦过他。我们家是住透天，我的房间在三楼，爷爷奶奶住一楼。那我梦到有一天我走下楼，听见爷爷奶奶在房间吵架，但爷爷已经过世了，所以这是不可能的事情。于是我就走进了他们房间，还真的看到我的爷爷。接着我们就到客厅，我就一直哭，问着爷爷说，你怎么会在这里？爷爷说他回来看我们啊。我问他说，你一直都在吗？爷爷说，对，我一直都在。那他知道我要准备出国，他还笑着跟我说，你要加油哦，然后今天会是我最后一次在家了，以后爷爷就要走了，但是他会在天上看着我们，那爷爷要我好好的努力，乖乖的听话。后来我就醒了，那也真的从此之后我再也没有梦过爷爷了。
Wow,
I don't have comments, bro. I'm going to cry. That fucking broke me, because that's the times that I wake up and crying was, yeah, the dreaming about my parents and my grandfather. And I have a really strong relationship with my grandfather for the part of my father.
Honestly?
Yeah, so that's broken me, bro.
I think it was, yeah, I think.
You want to cry? I want to cry too.
Oh,
cry.
Shit. Oh, cry.
Just cry.
I mean, this story hit a bit, this story hit me a little bit differently because my dad, he's not in Taiwan. So my dad's size grandparents, I never really got to see them. So it's like my grandpa passed away and never really gotten to have the image really inside my brain. So I guess that even when he did come back to see me and to say hi, I don't know. I feel like it's I wish I could see my grandpa one last time because when he passed away, it was in the middle of COVID. There was no way for me to visit and yeah, to attend his funeral. Yeah, so. Well, your grandpa must be really proud of you, and yeah, your grandpa must be really proud of you right now. Yeah, and I hope
Bro,
I am.
Oh, is that business?
And I hope I'm making my grandpa proud as well. And so, yeah, continue to become a better version of you, and be responsible, be nice, be kind, and I think yeah, they're gonna be proud, and they're watching over us. Yeah. They're protecting us. They're our guardians.
I think everybody noticed in the podcast that we are broken now.
Love your sharing. Thank you for making me water.
Okay, after process, we are going to start again.
We're going to start again. Yes, we have collected our emotions now.
Yeah, sorry, but we are humans, really. We are humans.
It was such a powerful
story.
Yeah, and raw story. And yeah, okay. We're not gonna go any deeper. We're gonna move on, yeah? Okay, so, this is one scary one. Okay.
So this girl. We're supposed to cry into that.
Yeah. You guys are giving us roller coaster ride.
Yeah. 还在当菜鸟的时候做了我很常做噩梦，梦到自己变成鱼在海里的医院上班。帮别的鱼洗肾的时候，红色警报响起，其他鱼开始大叫：“鲨鱼来了，鲨鱼来了！”我很紧张的帮这个被洗肾的鱼收针，我的鱼鳍还一直颤抖，一直颤抖，哦，怕有一滴血滴出来会被鲨鱼闻到。现在想想还是很可怕的梦。
The fish don't have hands. How they can make a surgery?
Yeah, the sting.
No.
She wasn't performing surgery. She was collecting the needle.
Yeah, but how?
I think you probably watched a lot of horror movies at that time, and you're really stressed because you're also a newbie. You are very afraid of making mistakes. That might cause the patient's discomfort or...
I can understand the part of the rookie. Now I can't understand the part of the fish. To the whole animals...
Your shark is probably the professor or the doctor or the chief of the department. You're like, the shark is coming. You're so scared. You're a superior or doctors. And I mean, you're a newbie nurse. So, of course, you're scared of them.
Or maybe you have a nickname, like a fish, or something in relationship with fish.
I don't know, but it's possible when you're under tremendous stress.Your subconscious mind.
Even the subconscious apart to that idea is like your environment. Maybe that place have something relationship with fish, or in the reception part they have a lot of fish or something like that. Because I don't understand why a fish.
It's really hard to explain because there is no anything to base on why the fish. But I think it's probably because like a tiny drop of blood, you might attract.Something really crazy, scary, dangerous. So that might represent some issues or something in your real life. Like that blood, the tiny needle, and the tiny mistakes that you have in your work environment might cause your boss being super pissed at you, or maybe you getting fired, or I don't know, being scolded by...your supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're super stressed. I hope that you're doing so much better now. She did give us her name, so I'm going to name her Aben. Thank you for sharing this video. So Aben said, 最近做的梦、梦到自己要结婚了，然后亲手倒茶给阿嬷喝，还跟她开玩笑说，哦，你终于等到了吼，因为我自己呢还没有结婚的打算。然后睡醒后的15分钟呢，就收到医院电话说，阿嬷有可能快不行了。By the way, 阿嬷还是很坚强的度过危险期了。I think it's...
If the last wish of your father, your mother, your grandfather, your grandmother is get married as soon as possible before they die, would you complete that wish?
If they're dying and they want me to don't get married,
I mean, if they die and I tell you, I don't want you to get married for the rest of your life, I think it's too easy to complete. But if they told you, like, I want you to get married before I died.
That's very common, though.
No way, really?
It's very common, especially for older people or for their mom and dad, and maybe they're sick, suffer with cancer or something. Then they do want to see their kids, you know, finding and forming a new family before they leave. So I would say it's super common.
So you will rather to, you will available to marry with a stranger gear or the first gear you meet? And how you can tell?
I'll try really hard to put myself in that scenario, but I just talked to my mom and my mom said, you don't have to get ready for the rest of your life. I don't fucking care. So I'm like, but I would say, no, if I, mean, I was in that situation, I think, not with a stranger girl, I would talk to my parents and said that I promise you, I will find my happiness. I am sorry it's not now, but I promise you I'm happy alone. And I promise you, I will find a family. And when the time is right, I will form a family and I'll make you proud.
Okay, good answer, but we go more to the extreme, guys. Your mother really close in the idea that
I
in
have
2 weeks
have to.
You have to mark, because I, for example, I just have a 1 month of life, and your family, your mother told you you need to get married.
Then I think I'll probably find one friend
and
that
tell her,
she is also into it, know that this is what my mom wants. But you know, my mom is super intelligent. She would know it's fake.
Okay.
If it's only under two weeks, yeah.
Okay.
She'd be like, "No, my son is not that rich. Is not that handsome. Is not that talented to be able to find a perfect girl within 2 weeks." That's a crazy deadline. How am I supposed to fulfill that? So Dora said, "我三四年级的时候呢，梦到我跟我姐被人追杀，我们一直跑，一直跑，一直跑，一直跑，跑到没有力的时候呢，一转身看到两个很壮硕的男生抓住了我们，然后他们一直扒我的衣服，不管怎么挣脱都还是被死死的抓着。最后我大喊一声：救命！" 变醒来了，我一惊醒，我就像反射动作一样喊得很大声的救命，真的很可怕。 I totally understand. Just like you were crying in your dreams, right?
Yeah.
And I was screaming like, "I want one!" Totally understand. And it's like, it's so believable in your dream that for that moment, you couldn't really tell until you woke up and you realized that, oh, that was a very scary dream. But before that, you were living the moment.
Yeah, you were the method actor.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I think sometimes in your dreams, the dream was so powerful to the point that you burst out words or you scream or you move in a certain physical way. I think it's just incredible and it's just so powerful. But I would say when we were younger, right, you had certain dreams. You dream about you going for toilets and then you just wet yourself. You've never?
Never.
Never? No, I don't believe you. Never. Even when you were like 4 years old, 5 years old, you never wet
never.
The bed?
I never pee in my bed.
You have a really strong Peruvian bladder then.
Never.
I think I wet my bed until I was probably even 8, 9, I think even in the elementary. Not very often, but you know when you drink too much fluid and in your bed, you were kind of like, I have a way, I have a sleep. I thought I was walking to the toilet and then I release. But then I was like, oh, why is this so wet and warm? And like, oh, shit.
My mistake that I made my wife dream have a like a small nightmare.
Okay.
Because maybe it happened to you, maybe no. But when you sleep with another person, mm-hmm. when you share the bed with another person, the position of the... your body, you don't have control of your body. First, you don't have control of your body. The second is you don't have control about the position where is another person sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have some people fart.
Okay.
So in that moment, for example, like you and me, we was sleeping in that position, me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then my wife turned to watch me, turned to see me. And I turned to see her, but suddenly I just turned around. And when I was sleeping, my wife said, I make this, and I start to dream about chow tofu, and I start to dream about really stinky things, and I don't understand why. Uh-huh. And I told her, It's because when I turn, I fart. I just made like,
in her dream, she was like, what is this smell? It's stinky tofu? Oh, it smells like burritos or some shit.
So, something happened in the night that,
came... it might impact, it might influence, you know.
Yeah, like even having some people who sleep with the radio, with the TV on.
Or the white noise or some other things, that also might influence your dream.
Yeah, influence in your dream, and you have maybe a handful of dreams with that. Yeah, but that's, we can finish this episode.
The more of the story is, do not fart on your partner's face. Thank you guys for sharing all these very interesting, amazing stories, and we look forward to getting some more. Yeah, I think today talking about dreams, it's a new topic for us.
Yeah.
Oh, you're crying. You're watering up. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And if you can, please go ahead and comment down below, and also activate that either blue or gray, whatever that notification bell. And we love you. Do you have anything you would like to say?
Yeah, don't forget to check us, our Instagram, because if we are going to make a live show, maybe we are going to start in Tainan. We are going to start to record in Tainan, because in Tainan we have our studio. I know 100% of the people think or believe that we live in Taipei.
Right. I don't know why. We gotta fix that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are going to make maybe a live show. We are going to start in Tainan. We don't know exactly. We don't know. But after record this episode, we have one meeting with maybe the possible place where we are going to record this live show. So check us, our Instagram, Brosbone in Instagram, and join us. If you live in the south, join us. And if you live in the north, I don't know, maybe
join us still.
Your eyes travel to the south.
Yeah, we welcome you. Come here. Everything's possible. And I love Brooks Bond that we are making a lot of things impossible into possible.
Welcome to join us in our new experience and enjoying this season number 2. This is amazing, and we love you with our all heart. Thank you, everybody. See you next time. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Brosbone. Bye-bye.
By the way, this is pajama because we're talking about dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say that.
Oh, yes. Nobody. We didn't say, no?
Yeah, we didn't say, but this is the topic of today.
So, everybody, dreams, if you're looking at this, please take one photo, because this is the actual pajama of Tyler. I don't find any attraction of you. If you were this, you didn't turn me on, bro. Maybe you need to.
Why do I have to turn you on, bro? Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看，这里 Studio 307很赞。